Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Clock hour here on 96.5 The Fan. We're talking about biggest takeaways from minicamp or Chiefs camp, minicamp, training camp, Nixon 5. I do get kind of excited for training camp. I don't know why. It's the same thing every year. But I had a question for you guys last night, and it was more of a surprise question. And text line, you can chime in too, 913-586-7965. Would you be more surprised if Josh Simmons starts at left tackle or Rashee Rice does not receive any sort of suspension?
I think the suspension one would surprise me more because I feel like the NFL just suspends a lot of guys, you know, for doing things. And we've been talking about this for a very long time right now. So I think the bigger surprise would Rice not getting suspended because I feel like it's in the NFL's MO. Could be completely wrong about that, but I feel like it's in their MO to just suspend guys when you have incidents like that off the field to send a message.
Yeah, I think the same, mainly because of the suspensions, but also because, I mean, when you go and you talk to some of those coaches and see, like, the glisten in their eye when they talk about Isaiah Simmons and how excited they really are and how he is seemingly healthy and taking those number one reps right now, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. The only question with Isaiah Simmons ever was health. It was never about the talent, the intangibles, the skill to play the position. If he's healthy, he's the best guy on the roster.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm with you guys on the suspension because I think it's coming. I think it's going to be 6 games. I think they'll try to knock it down to 4, like appeal it. I don't know if that works.
I think 6 is way too many. I think they go to 4 and they appeal to 2 at this point. Like, you haven't heard anything about it, right?
I know. That's what I was trying to wonder, like, when they would start. Because do you think we know, like, where the stadiums are if Rashee Rice is suspended? What happens first?
I'm not putting money on either.
I don't know.
Like, but the NFL is basically now shut down until July 20th.
I was
right?
Say until they start camps. Yeah. Like all that sort of thing.
So. I mean, like, yeah, I feel like there has to be some sort of suspension, but maybe not. I don't know. We've gone this long and nobody's really talking about a suspension over there. Like, you ask people and like,
from
the
text line
that
said, I'd be really surprised if a left tackle started by the name of Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. Worst draft pick of all time. Thank you. Yes.
Oh yeah. That guy
who never played a snap.
Was he a Raider?
A Titan. Never played a snap. First round draft
there?
Pick.
What happened to
he
that
was
guy?
A bad football player that didn't care about anything. I don't know. It was literally the worst draft pick of all time up there.
I mean.
He didn't play a snap.
Then it has to be the worst draft pick of all time, period. Yeah. He was a first round pick and never played a snap?
Never played.
They cut him?
Yeah.
I remember the name, but I don't. Did he ever play anywhere in the NFL? Like, nope, the Raiders didn't even pick him up? Or
not in Tennessee. I'd have to look it up. But Josh Simmons, thank you, text line. Yes.
Oh, God forbid you got a name wrong. Jesus.
Come on, man. Thank you so much, Josh Simmons. I like that pick. Not a big fan.
It's still one of the greatest.
I would be super surprised.
Watch him start and dominate.
I mean, but that's one of those things where, like, I'd be okay to be wrong about.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, I don't know.
I was the Packers. I was wrong.
Oh.
But yeah, never played a snap.
Take 5. I'm kidding. Yeah. But no, it's I don't know, man, because I do think that there is a suspension game because, like, somebody says, like, you know, if he's not suspended, then, man, gear up with, you know, enough body armor because the hate bullets will be coming in like crazy.
Yeah, a lot of them. But I mean, I feel like 2 games, like slap on the wrist type of thing, and we can all move on.
Somebody says I'd be more surprised if Gardner Minshew doesn't have a mustache at training camp. Well, those videos are coming too.
Yes.
QB1 has arrived at St. Joe from every single outlet on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. There'll be like 12, 14 tweets in a row. Yeah.
Some guys will be recording half of their show just so they can get down to St. Joe, get up to St. Joe to make sure they see these guys walk in.
You got to be kidding me. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's, you know, happens on the AM.
So you brought up a point yesterday. You took mine, but that's okay.
Oh, you can have the same one.
No, no, no. That's not how it works.
All right. That's
but you
fine.
Asked, what's the next big sporting event that you're ready to watch?
Yeah, ESPN Bet had a list of everything that's, you know, going to happen between now and the start of training camp, you know, in the sports world, which there's a lot really going on. You got the NBA draft this week. How do you, tomorrow, how do you guys feel about having the draft right after the NBA season ended?
Love
I kind of like it, man. It keeps the flow going, right? Keeps people kind of engaged in the league. And I was starting to think about, would we want the NFL draft to do that? No, the NFL draft's a different beast. It's its own sporting event. It really is. Like, the NFL draft is up here with everything else. You know, you focus on that because of the NFL world in which we live. But I kind of like the NBA draft right out. Like, because the NBA did their draft in, like, August. Who's paying attention at that point in time? I think you kind of capitalize on the momentum. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's the argument for it, right, is the momentum. Yeah. I think the argument against it is that you have nothing right now, and you could own this next 6 weeks. The NBA could own the summer. That would they could, you know, Kevin Durant traded, that should happen right now.
Mm-hmm.
That should be happening this morning. Jrue Holiday should be happening today. That shouldn't have happened on game 7.
A lot of big stuff happened during the finals,
exactly.
Man.
They need to elongate this offseason and take that spotlight. Take the time that is yours, because Christmas ain't yours anymore.
Show me his face.
Exactly. Yeah, come on. Show me your face in June and July when you have nothing else, because I think I get the momentum riding, but like in 4 weeks, have that draft and really take this next month to have your KD trades, your free agency talks, all that stuff. Own this time.
The other thing that's crazy too is that it ends after the NBA season, but like, when's the last time you watched these college kids play? Like, we know Cooper Flagg. We know the two kids from Rutgers.
Great
Those
point.
Are your top three picks, but it's also like, yeah, like we haven't, you know, really seen any like combine stuff. I know it's there, but it's not advertised.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Cooper Flagg hasn't played since they got knocked out in March, maybe early April.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't even April for them. Yeah,
like we had an NBA, we had an NFL draft before we saw the end of these college kids play.
Started baseball.
Yeah,
NFL draft. 2 months of playoffs in basketball. Mm-hmm. 2 months of playoffs in hockey. Like the NCAA tournament, that's ancient history right now.
I like how the baseball draft is. Baseball draft is in, what, like a week?
Yeah, it's the same with the All-Star break. Yeah,
so like, they do that during the All-Star break, and you're like, all right, so here weird. We go. Like, it's awesome, because then they can come up within a year, like Caglione and Nick Kurtz and the kid from Boston. I'm drawing a blank on his name. But those guys, like, they get to come up that quickly, and you're like, oh, yeah, just watch this guy, Brandon Finnegan, pitching the World Series and the World Series. So,
right.
I mean, like, that's kind of cool. But basketball's draft, I think, is fine. I mean, the NBA's over. You get the NBA draft, and then – go collect all your Bowman University boxes, because that's where the Cooper Flagg cards are.
But I do like the fact that the NBA hits it and quits it with a free agency. It's like the NFL. You go in there, you take care of business, you're done in 3 days, everybody's changed teams, and you move on. Baseball drags it out, and nobody wants that anymore. Baseball's offseason needs to be more like the NBA and the NFL, where you go so fast right at the beginning and everything happens. And then, you know, the pieces fall where they may later on. I love the excitement of free agency in the NBA and the NFL. I think it's awesome. And everybody's paying attention at midnight or 3 p.m. for the NFL, and everybody's excited about that. Baseball, it's like, yeah, we'll see you at the winter meetings. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you after the first of the year. We'll see you maybe at spring training. You know, like, I love the urgency that the NBA and the NFL have.
It's today.
With their free agency, yeah. And then we got UFC 317 this week, and something called the Club World Cup Final. I don't know what this is, but I keep seeing things about it. All-Star Game, the Open Championship, UFC 318, and then the Hall of Fame game after that. And that gets you to August 1st. And those are all the kind of the big events that we have coming up from a sports standpoint over the next, you know, month and a half, the next 6 weeks. And so there's a lot going on.
No Wimbledon
on the
list.
Sports calendar. When does Wimbledon start?
Like in 2 weeks. It's always during the 4th of July.
I thought so too, but it's not on that list.
I'm wondering why. Because I know it's July.
Did they cancel it this year?
It's actually,
with the Queen dying?
No. No way. You play it in her honor.
I mean, technically, it started yesterday. It's June 23rd through July 13th.
So Wimbledon's going on right now?
There you go.
How did Sampras do?
I'm kind of a sucker because I'm a baseball guy, but I love the All-Star game because I believe, I could be wrong, I think it's this year they're bringing back the actual team
yes,
uniforms.
They are. Yeah.
So it's none of these, you know, refractor, you know, super loud baseball uniforms.
Hey, fans spoke.
Yeah, and Major League Baseball listened again.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have the Home Run Derby Everybody last year was like, oh, I don't know. But I mean, at least Bobby Witt Jr.'s in it. And it was amazing. Yeah. It was a fun home run derby. You kind of get to see these new stars play. Like I saw they said that that center fielder Clark for the A's is going to be in the home run derby this year.
Like robbing home runs?
Playing center field.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, add something like that to it.
That's a great idea.
You know?
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Have a guy out there that could rob home runs. Why not? Be a That'd great be awesome. Idea. You Have know, one you, in center, one in right, one in left. And if they go up there and snag one, like, sorry, hit it further. It'd be kind of
that
cool.
would be good. That would be really cool.
It's cost me a grand.
That. Yeah. You know, like sometimes you go to golf tournaments, they have the guy with that thing that launches the tee shot. Like, have guys like that in the outfield who can jump and make crazy, like, have the Savannah Bananas out there or something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Robbing home runs.
Have stilts
you know?
Out there walking around.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm serious. Look, my friend Paul and I have been advocating to baseball for years to have a horse in the outfield at all times. They don't tell us no. But for the All-Star game, why not have a horse running around out there during the home run derby or something? But I love the fact of having an outfielder trying to rob home runs. How cool would that be? Somebody loses by one, That's they awesome. Got robbed. Hey, tough. I'm looking forward to the Open. I always like the British Open. Number one, it's on when we're here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that course, wherever they play over there, it always looks so hard. And it always kind of romantic, too. You think of Tom Watson. You think of the British Open and how special that is. And
it's
whatnot.
The final major, too, man.
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of the wrap of golf. I mean, it's not if you're a golf junkie, but it's the last of the majors. So a lot of the, you know, the norm fans will be like, oh, all right, there's nothing. But then you get this year, you get the PGA, you get the FedEx Cup Championship, which is always awesome to watch. And then you get the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ryder Cup's still out there, but it'll be in September. Kind of flooded by football, but it's still like, because I get into that weird situation where it's Ryder Cup Sunday, NFL Sunday, and I am torn.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do.
Like, rip torn.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. By the way, Dallas Mavericks projected to take Cooper Flagg, number one overall.
Can you bet on that?
Yes.
Or is that off the board?
I mean, I'm sure it's off the board now. Dylan Harper, second overall pick out of Rutgers, and then VJ Edgercombe, he is the shooting guard from Baylor, projected to go third. So if you recognize his name, stop me. Knipple is going fourth
go.
To the Hornets.
Let's go, Knipple.
Where's he from? Tennessee?
What? You should know that.
Cooper's Cooper Flagg's running mate.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He's the one with a gigantic head.
Oh, all right. He's going to go fourth. So Duke's going to have two top picks.
And then Jeremiah Fears is going to go fifth overall to Oklahoma.
I never thought we'd be in a world where Duke would have more top five picks than Rutgers.
Yeah. And then Ace Bailey, the other kid from Rutgers, going sixth overall to the Wizards.
Which is what's great about the NIL is that you get programs like Rutgers who didn't make the tournament.
Crazy.
Like, you've got two top 10 picks, possible top five picks on your mm-hmm. team. You didn't make the tournament. That coach needs to be fired. Like, that to me is a fireable offense. As a coach,
I agree.
You have two top five picks and you can't make the NCAA tournament?
That's insane.
That's pathetic.
It's pitiful. I agree. It's embarrassing.
Seriously, like, you had two top five picks.
Gottlieb would have made the playoffs.
Call me Mr. Pitiful.
Well, let's not go that
you're
far.
You're right.
Okay. let's not go that far.
Gosh, the Brooklyn Nets have a ton of picks in the first round. Maximin Reinhard is who the Celtics look as a mock draft from the ESPN.
Where's he from?
Power forward / center out of Stanford.
Okay, like a center. That's good.
Yep. Height without shoes, 7 foot.
Yeah, that's the way they're doing it this year. I think that started this year. Height without shoes. We're not doing shoes anymore.
7 foot, 236 pounds. That is a giant human being.
Without shoes?
7 foot what?
236 pounds.
Let's go.
That is a massive human being.
Yes, that's what I mean.
And he's from Stanford going to Boston, so he's white.
Never heard of him.
Maximin Reinhard. Maximus, that's what they're going to call him.
That's perfect.
So there you go. That's but no, yeah. I mean, All-Star Game, NBA draft. You say the summer doesn't have sports. Come
yeah,
on,
I know.
Now.
Yeah, there's stuff going
there's
on.
So much
know.
Going
and
on.
Maybe the text can help me out. Tapura versus Oliveira. That's a big. That's a big card.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know.
It's the next UFC. I guess that's next.
June the next 28th. One. I know the Poirier and Holloway.
It's also probably on ESPN. So
I imagine yes.
Well, the prelims will be on ESPN. Then it'll be like kick over to the pay per view to watch the rest of it.
I know the one that's later on that calendar is the Poirier Holloway one, and that one later this summer is gonna be great, but
that's on July 19th.
There you go.
Yeah, less than a month away from that one. So
plus, if you want to follow the WNBA and Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham in the Indiana Fever,
heck
you
yeah.
have all summer long to do that. Plus,
smash.
I think Angel Reese hit her first three-pointer the other day when they were down by 20.
Did she really?
I mean, there's
down 20 and she hit a three.
There's
wow.
video.
She dominates.
Video proof.
Swiss breaks, baby. So all-star voting is out. Only one Royals in the top five at any position. Mm-hmm. And that's Bobby.
Bobby's second in the shortstop voting.
I mean, no one's passing the kid that's at first. Jacob Wilson will run away with that.
Yeah, I think so, too. People are infatuated with that kid right now, man.
I mean, dude, he's in like 348 as a rookie. And he's not doing just he's not just Luis Arraez. He's got like 8 or 9 home runs, a couple of doubles as well. And he's playing good shortstop, and he's on a team that he won't be on in 3 years.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it. Now look, if they get smart in Sacramento and you want to make a splash, if you will, when you enter Las Vegas, you better have some good players on your roster. I mean, Oakland now, or whatever they're called, Sacramento, they can't continue to be cheapskates and suck at baseball and suck at running a baseball operation when you're moving to Las Vegas, Nevada, because there's other things going on in Las Vegas now. They don't need you there. In fact, I don't think Las Vegas really wants them there, it seems like, right? They don't need you there. There's football, there's hockey, there's all kinds of other things to do. Baseball, kind of an afterthought. But you better go in there and you better put on a show, because that's what Las Vegas is about. And if you don't have good players on your team because you suck as an owner and you're trading all your players and you refuse to sign them because you're cheap, then you're not going to be able to have success down there, and it's going to be the same old, same old. So they need to sign that kid, just like the Royals did, you know, with Bobby after his first big season. The A's would be smart to sign Wilson to a contract like the Royals gave to Bobby Witt Jr. and get that guy locked up and prove that you're going to be serious once you move to Las Vegas. Otherwise, it's just the same old in a new stadium, and you're going to put out the same results. And so that guy's legit. But the one thing that stood out to me with the all-star voting is that when you look at designated hitter in the American League, two of the top five DHs are former Royals, Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker. And those two guys, at least one of those guys, would be almost a godsend for this lineup right now. And they had both of them. To make matters worse, they got nothing for either of them. They waived Rooker, and they got some cash back from the Orioles, you know, to pay the difference, the salary or whatever, for Ryan O'Hearn. They have nothing to show for Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker on this roster right now, and that's what really sucks, because if you just kept one of those guys, this offense, I think, would be so much better than where it is. And if you want to acquire either of those guys now at the trade deadline, there's acquisition costs that goes into it. But that's going to go down as two of the biggest moves that backfired on this Royals organization, is getting rid of Brent Rooker and Ryan O'Hearn and getting nothing in return for at least one of those guys in the lineup right now. You're that much better. But you got nothing for Rooker, and you got a couple of bucks for Ryan O'Hearn. That stinks.
And to be fair with Rooker, the Royals weren't the only team that let that guy go. I mean, there were other teams that didn't take a chance too, and at 32, he kind of just found some sort of something, and maybe it was in Oakland and now in Sacramento and now soon in Vegas, that where he figured out. The same with Ryan O'Hearn. I mean, like, Ryan O'Hearn wasn't that guy here.
No.
Like, and again, I don't know if that's on your organization from the top or if that's from your development, but it didn't work out. Like, he just didn't hit here. He went to Baltimore, a smaller ballpark, a different place with a new face, and it's worked out. Like, who's to say, and like Vern talked about it earlier on the show yesterday, like, the Royals get these guys that don't do anything here. You look at Carlos Santana. He left the Royals. He became this guy. Rooker, O'Hearn, all. It just sometimes it just doesn't work in the system. And I don't know if I blame upper office or if you blame development, because Ryan O'Hearn, I don't know if he comes back here and is that same hitter. Maybe he is, but I mean, it worked in Baltimore. It hasn't worked here. It worked in Oakland for Rooker. It didn't work anywhere else. Minnesota, Kansas City, Toronto, wherever else he played. It didn't work there either. So, good for them, I guess. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, I mean, geez, you had one of those bats.
One of those bats. Taylor Ward, which is a potential. But I mean, yeah, you misread on players all the time. Like, every organization has misread on players, and every organization has hit on players. It's part of the deal.
And baseball more than anything.
Oh, God, yes, because there's so many of them. But I think a lot of the Ryan O'Hearn thing, I think his failures was a product of Mike Matheny. And I'll take that to my grave. I just think when he was the manager here, there was just, he didn't change with the generation. Like, Ned Yost changed as a manager, as a person, because he even said it. He goes, look, if I'm going to have success, I've got to adapt to the players that are playing today. I can't have 25 or 26 guys adapt to me. And it felt like Mike Matheny was kind of like that, where he wanted everybody to do it his way, and it just doesn't work that way anymore. Like, you can't be that militant guy where you have guys tense all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, the tensest, you know? You can't have that going on inside a clubhouse for baseball. And that's what it was like when Matheny was manager. And some guys, obviously, don't produce under that. And you get away from that. You get away from that militant type of pressure every single day. and things work out better for you. And so change of scenery is good, but it still doesn't make you, you know, like, oh man, they made good moves by getting rid of those guys. Hindsight would tell you they swung and missed on both Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker, and even one of those guys in the lineup right now, and maybe we're talking about a completely different season.
I mean, Michael Garcia is seventh in third base.
Yeah, how is that when he leads in every...
Easy, buddy. Easy, bud.
Every GD category out there, when it comes to third baseman, he's dominating.
Well, you got Bregman and Ramirez that play in your division, right? Yeah. Like, I think George is even quoted as saying, like, he would have played a lot more All-Star games if Brooks Robinson wasn't in the AL with him. So a lot of that there. But I do want to ask you guys, like, a sidebar question. Do you think, which sport do you think misses out more on the, like, extracurricular activities? The NBA on the dunk competition or MLB on the home run competition?
I don't know. I think both of them have been tired. You know?
Because I'd love to see, like, Soto versus Judge.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine that at Home Run Derby. You don't have to be a diehard baseball fan, but who's going to win in that battle? You have Cal Raleigh versus, I don't know, Bobby Witt Jr., per se. Like, those are just, like, some matchups you'd want to see, but we'll get, like, you know, and that's not a, you know, the guy who won it last year, was his name, like, not Oscar Tavares, but was it?
No. Pete Alonso.
Nah, he won it the two previous years. But yeah, I mean, like, Pete Alonso is a perfect person for the All-Star or for the Home Run Derby. The big juggernaut home run hitter. But like, I want to see like De La Cruz versus Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, like if you go position matchups.
Soto versus Judge.
Yeah,
that'd be right? Awesome.
Cal Raleigh versus name a guy, whoever.
Salvi.
Well, he's not going to be an All-Star this year.
No, I know.
But, I mean, we've seen that you don't have to be an All-Star to be in the Home Run Derby competition. But I just feel like with the NBA, obviously, the dunk competition has been missed. The G League players won 2 years in a row.
I mean, you're having fake people in the dunk competition.
Yeah, I've won it 3 years in a row now.
Max, awesome.
No doubt. G League, baby.
Heck yeah.
But it's
just... Why do I want to watch those guys in a dunk competition?
Yeah, the dunk competition... The whatever you're saying with the Home Run Derby has way more legs than dunk competition can ever have.
At least the Home Run Derby has real players. Yes. In it. We're not going to the minor leagues and going, all right, give me this guy. Nobody wants to watch that.
Also, it's like it's objective. It's hitting a home run. It's like a dunk. We've already seen dunks. How do you rate it?
Oh, you jumped over a Kia.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
As we've once seen leaked everything. By Ben Maller. true story.
Yeah.
Literally, look it up. Or you just let Dickie Lovelady throw pitches to everybody in the Home Run Derby.
This story picked up yesterday big time. We were told by a former PR guy that we couldn't call him Dickie Lovelady.
Oh, I remember that email. His name is Richard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some PR guy complained to us about it, so we could no longer call him, you know, Dickie Lovelady. And then he announces yesterday that he wants to be called and basically has changed his name from Richard Lovelady to Dickie Lovelady. And I saw SNY first tweeted Dickie Lovelady. I'm like, are they just joking? Like, what's going on? And then TMZ had the damn story.
You know, when they have it, it's real.
If TMZ is rolling out and talking about Dickie Lovelady, then you know it is real. But I will never forgive that person who decided that, you know, we couldn't say Dickie Lovelady because he didn't want that. And then goes out there and says, I want to be called Dickie Lovelady now.
I'll never forget that. Even Alex even sent a tweet out yesterday. He's like, didn't we get in trouble for calling that? Yes, we did, sir. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Somebody says Cags versus Alonso. Went to the same high school. That'd be cool. And then also Soto versus Judge. No.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How about Ohtani versus Judge? I need to take a break after seeing that text because I would absolutely lose my mind. I know that I'm hard.
I mean, Ohtani versus Judge. What about Ohtani pitching to Judge in the Home Run Derby?
How about Jack pitches to Ohtani and Ohtani pitches to Jack? Maybe we see that as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.